This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Well, Daily, Joe G off today. He'll be back tomorrow. It's Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth with you. In about 20 minutes, we will check in with Lightning Bets. So we were thinking about NFL win totals, a different way to talk about it. And now with the number of sports books out there looking for your action, fighting for you as a customer, what they do is they offer updated win totals every single week. It's really not all that different to do. You make your proper adjustments after the previous week's results. And, you know, if people are willing to do that, hey, there's going to be opportunities, right? And you could go attack it looking for middles or just where you can find some value with future schedule and all that sorts of stuff. So thinking about it, if you look at the first 4 to 6 weeks on any team's schedule, there might be opportunities because there will be adjustments. Let's say it's 8.5 at the beginning of the season and you have a team that gets out to a 3-0 start, maybe they're going to bump that up, or they're 5-1 after 6 weeks. Like, what was that Arizona win total when they were 7-1, 8-1 last year? And then they came back down to earth by the end of the season. So just first glance, looking at some of these schedules, there are some teams that stand out with a challenging or a very easy path to get things going. Just a year ago, Paul Aspen was super excited because the Carolina Panthers were a perfect 3-0. He took a dart throw for them to have the best record in the National Football League, and that was fun for a month. But then that died. But if you're playing that win total, if you had the over, then, you know, after an adjustment, there's a good spot there to go to the other side. So sometimes you have overreaction. So I figured it would be a fun exercise to take a look at some of these schedules. Aaron, let's start with teams that have a tough path in the beginning.
Yeah.
And you know I've been on the Kansas City under 10.5. And we've been talking a lot about this. They have a tough schedule overall. But in particular, let's look at the start of their season. Again,
okay.
Win total, 10.5. Here we go. At the Cardinals, hosting the Chargers, at the Colts, at the Bucks, hosting the Raiders, hosting the Bills, at the Niners before their bye.
Brutal. Isn't
that brutal?
Yeah. That is the team that you would wait on, right? Wait until they have a few L's.
Comes down, and then maybe you can go over. Like,
or even for the division, too. You know, you might get more value there as well.
In the second half of the season, Tennessee, Jacksonville, it kind of lightens up. See, but now the Denver one's a tough one.
Then you got Houston's Chargers, Rams again. You got the Bengals, yeah. Broncos, Houston, Seattle. Those two should be easy.
I would say if you're going to play the under, make sure you probably do it before the season starts.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking they're so good, I'll bet on Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. They're going to figure it out by the middle of the season. I would wait. Don't bet the over 2.5 before the year starts. Just wait until maybe midway through the year. They might have a few losses at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one that jumped out. That's a really tough start. And let's look at the New York Jets. Their win total, it's buzzy, but it's only 5.5. It's the third lowest in the NFL. So here's how they start. Baltimore, at Cleveland, Cincinnati, at Pittsburgh, Miami, which is no gimme, at Green Bay, at Denver, then New England, Buffalo. I can already see it. Jets are buzzy in the offseason. People are betting over on the win total. Division odds are coming down because people are betting on it. And then they start out 1-5 and people are screaming, same old Jets. Everyone's an idiot that bought into this. Mm-hmm. But maybe they're all right in the second half of the season. It's just not going to happen against all these tough opponents early on.
Yeah, I don't know. That one might be. I didn't really take a close look at that one.
Well, what jumped out to you? Anything?
So what I did was I just Googled like teams that have the most difficult schedules overall. And then I looked at the start of the season like we did with the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. So the Rams, they've got Bills, Falcons, Cardinals, Niners, Dallas, Panthers. Oof. Falcons, obviously. That one should be okay. But that's a tough one too, right?
So and then in the middle of the Rams year, San Francisco, Tampa, Arizona. They've got Kansas City. They're going to Green Bay. This is brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, another brutal one. So far I think Chiefs, Rams. So I also looked at the Cardinals. This is a team that I'm probably going to stay away from anyway, just because of what happened last year.
I'm putting them on my LOL list.
Yes, exactly. Frauds. But they start off Chiefs, Raiders, Rams, Panthers, Eagles, Seahawks, Saints, Vikings. So kind of meh, you know. I mean, definitely got some big challenges to start, but also who knows with the Panthers and then, you know, the Seahawks and the Saints, Vikings. Those could be winnable games.
But like with your Rams example that you just gave a minute ago, the win total is 10.5. So what we're saying is it's so tough from the jump that you would want to bet under 10.5 before the season starts. And then if that comes down a little bit, they're so talented. They're so well coached. Like, let's say mm-hmm. it gets to 8.5 at some point. Do we want to go over and maybe look for a middle or just stay away? Like, you're going to have opportunities like that if what we expect to happen actually occurs. Right, Paul?
Yeah. And I was with that Arizona look. Maybe the spot is after week 3. Because at Carolina, Philly, and then you look at Philly coming to Arizona, and that is off a stretch. Like Philly could probably, they'll probably start hot. I think I might like the Lions in week 1, as you know, I think the whole world's going to like the Lions in week 1. But Philly starts with Detroit, Minnesota, Washington, Jacksonville. Then they go to Arizona. So that could be a Cardinals spot. And after opening, the Cardinals opening with Kansas City, Vegas, the Rams, maybe use. I mean, that looks a lot like 0-3. Could be 1-2. But then they hit Carolina, Philly, Seattle, a Saints team we don't really know, Minnesota, Seattle again. I think that could be the spot for the Cardinals.
Okay. A
few others, unless you got something else there.
Yeah, I got some easy schedules. How about some easy starts?
Cool.
That works. Okay, did you guys see the Browns win total? Why don't I see that?
No, but I have them on my list.
It's off the board, right? I haven't seen it because of Watson.
Right. I cannot find it.
Okay. So now it makes sense. Well, let's talk about them real quick. We don't know when Watson's going to start playing. Maybe we'll get some clarity sometime soon. But their schedule is very easy to start. It kind of makes you think. A lot of people after the schedule came out, primetime games later on in the year. That tells us something about Watson. NFL denied it. Okay, fine. Well, look at the start to the schedule for them. The NFL made it very simple. I'm sorry. Too much is lining up.
Yeah.
They have an idea how long Watson's going to be out. And for some reason, they decided to help Cleveland. I don't know why you would do this after they gave him the most guaranteed money we've ever seen. But okay. But this is what the NFL did in the end. They go at Carolina, host the Jets, host the Steelers, at Atlanta. Are you kidding me? That's their first month, likely without Watson. You have four of the worst teams in the NFL. I'm sorry, right there. That's terrible.
It also makes me angry and makes me want to fade the Browns even more.
right?
Give all. Don't even get me started.
Do we?
So what? They want it for ratings, so the division's more competitive. So let's give them the cupcake schedule in case Watson, and, you know, well, not in case, but it seems like he will be suspended.
Yeah, keep them in the mix. Keep that division competitive.
Yeah.
And
it's first month schedule in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's close.
Now, what do we think that number is? 8.5? Or so after the suspension, do we think it's 8? Do we get an 8.5? Because if it's an 8.5, go over, you get those 4 wins. Let's say 3, and you think 9.5?
I think higher. They're co-favorites for the division.
Yeah, you're right.
The Bengals' number's 10. The Ravens are 9.5. They're going to be 9.5 or 10.
Yeah, even after the suspension. Let's say it's 6.
6 games? Yeah, because people are going to look at that first month.
I would probably still go over 9.5 and then under, what do you think? They go 3-1, 11, and Watson's coming back eventually. That jump up to 11.5?
Is it going to be 4 games? It might be.
It might be.
Yeah. They're talented enough, they should win 3 or 4, even without Watson.
That Pittsburgh could be a landmine.
Maybe. Is that Pittsburgh? Where's that game at? Is that at Pittsburgh?
It's in Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah, division. It's going to be a one-score game, probably. All right. I have one bad team, but an easy start to the season. It is the lowest win total on the board at 4.5. So do we dare take the over thinking they'll get a win or two here at the start? Lovie and the Texans. Okay. So we've got
it's not that easy.
Yeah, it's not that easy. I was looking more at Chicago and Jacksonville, both of them for 5 weeks.
I think one of those is a loss.
Lovie's not losing at the Bears. I'll tell you that right now. Give me that right now. Bears are favored by a field goal.
Yeah, honestly, I was more looking at Jacksonville being like, I know we were kind of a little too high on the Jags last offseason, but I think maybe this is where they actually win a few games this year. May be frisky for most of the season.
So what is that win total if they somehow start out 2-3 before their bye?
Oh, well, it's got 6-6.
Yeah, you would think. Big adjustment. I mean, those are two of the worst teams in the NFL, though.
Feel like if they make it 6.5, everyone hammers the under. So maybe it's 5.5.
Later in the year, they've got the Giants, the Commanders, the Jaguars again. Are there enough wins for Lovie here to get to 5?
I think 5 is their ceiling.
Okay. And they're going to surprise someone.
Yes.
What are these other games we're not talking about? They're going to shock everyone, knock a bunch of people out in Survivor. That's your team.
Texas. Kansas City, week 15.
Maybe.
One other one.
Texans, Jaguars, week 17. I'm there.
Yeah. What about the Niners?
What do you
got? So, at Chicago, win. Seattle at home should be a win. At Denver, Rams. Okay, whatever there.
It's hard to win at Denver early in the season. Every year, that's the case.
Sure. So, look, let's count that as an L. But that's looking like a 4-2 start. Over than under.
Better be 4-2. Should be better.
And also, how much does the Jimmy... So right now the number's 10. Plus 110.
But then the schedule gets really tough.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not making any San Francisco bets until I know the starting quarterback.
Sure. And then are you... If it's Trey Lance, are you making any bets until you see what you got?
Yeah, maybe under, I'd bet. If any... I'm not a big believer.
Where are you got? Where are you guys at on the Falcons?
They're terrible. They stink.
4.5 But
I,
listen,
I can't go
their
under.
Schedule isn't terrible. Oh, I'm saying over. They start at the Saints, and then they've got the Rams. They've got Seattle, Browns, Tampa, Niners, Bengals. But then, listen, they've got Carolina, Chargers, Carolina again, the Bears, Washington, Pittsburgh. There's some wins in here, no?
Okay, here's what you do. You bet the over after week 7 at Cincinnati. They're going to have a rough start, and then they'll get their wins later against Chicago, Washington, Pittsburgh, maybe New Orleans.
Do they keep the win totals up all season long, or do
they
post them up? Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah. Yep. That's not a terrible idea with Atlanta. The hard start, and then you take the over about midway through the season. BetQL Daily, Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth, Paul Aspen hanging out as well. Coming up next, we finish up with lightning bets here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.